Well, ultimately, we obviously disappointed to lose the game. I felt, you know, overall, there's no way that we didn't deserve to come away with a point. But that said, we were disappointed with how the game panned out, probably from sort of 65 minutes onwards, where I thought the game became far too open. And, you know, in some ways, we still have to give Welling some respect. You know, they're the home side. We don't have to be pretty and we don't have to go out all out to win a game. But it became like a basketball game. How open it was, and that seemed to suit them better after really, for me, having a control of the first half and the start of the second half. But then Welling came back strongly, and that's, for me, we need to see the experienced players taking hold of the game and seeing us through those periods, maybe slowing things down, but we didn't seem to want to do that. We lost Linnell John-Lewis with another cut, and I think that had a negative impact on us as a team. And you know, that's, don't get me wrong, that is far from an excuse, because we're not pinning a team on one player, but I think there's no getting away from it. From him going off, we didn't play as well.
Did you think the players sensed they could win it in that last 10 minutes and maybe push a little bit too far up and create the gap at the back?
I think, you know, we always like to try and win games. We never set a team out to go and get a draw, but I think the sort of warning signs were there earlier that either team could perhaps go and get the goal that would probably be enough to win the game today. But sometimes I think you have to respect what you've got. And if we'd left here at a 0-0 and think we felt that we should have gone on to take 3 points, then we live with that. But to leave with nothing and, you know, lose the first game of the season is disappointing.
You lost Liam Hearn, Sean Pearson with illness before the game. How did that affect things?
It's not ideal, but, you know, I'm not going to sort of stand here and say that that's why we lost the game. Disappointing, because I thought Sean has been, you know, probably his best centre back, and Liam's got his goal and had a couple of bright moments the other night, which we're looking to build on. So we had to change it, but we spoke about having a squad. You know, defensively, you know, we were stretched. We had Sam Atten on the bench. He went over on his shoulder yesterday. He was all right to be on the bench, luckily enough, but that's where we sort of are. You know, even sort of young Paul Walker comes and trains with us Thursday. He does his groin, and that's, you know, the danger that we have when we travel away from home. That, you know, had we not brought more players down today, we'd have been scratching around. So you need that cover. But no, as I say, it wasn't ideal, but we feel we still got enough out there to get a result today.
Linnell John-Lewis, you mentioned, it looked a bad cut to the top of his head. Is that likely to affect him more? Is he going to be okay in a week's time, do you reckon?
I don't know. I mean, the U's are coming threes, don't they? So we'll have to see if we can get him to have another cut in the week in training, because that's two in the last two games. It was a big sort of T-shaped cut, apparently, on top of his head. As you said, it was gushing with blood, so not ideal for him. But he got it trying to score a goal, and their captain had to go off with a cut as well. These things happen. But at the minute, he's looking a really big player for us, and it was another positive performance from him today, which, you know, we would have liked to have certainly kept him on for longer, but we couldn't because of the cut.